Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay. I mean, my plan was to go, what if this is it? But let's just get to the Brosmer stuff right away.
It's time.
If he didn't play for the Gophers, 0.1% would be clamoring for the Brosmer time. If he went to Tulane, if he went to ASU, if he went to Central Florida, nobody would be calling for Max Brosmer. But because, and he was very good for the bar at the University of Minnesota as a quarterback, which is normally not good. Not good, although Drake Lindsey was pretty good. Defense, really solid for Gophers. Really solid. Northwestern, that offensive juggernaut that they are. I think they just scored again. Just calm down on the Brosmer. Are you with me? 99.999% of this is because he went to the U of M. He's one of us.
Maybe it was at one point.
Okay.
But it's not anymore. And that doesn't mean they're wrong.
Okay. So now what percentage of this is non-Gopher related?
99.9%.
Okay. Get out of here. Get out. If he went to, well, Iowa State's too close. If he went, it can't be like a super visible school either. Okay. Utah State. And undrafted, I repeat, undrafted. And I also repeat, I thought he was very good for the Gophers last year. And a novel concept that we rarely, if ever, see for the Vikings quarterback right now. Accurate. But just admit, 651-461-9226, your corpuscles are popping because Brosmer knows his way around Dinky Town.
What do Max Brosmer, Tony Romo, Warren Moon, and Kurt Warner have in common?
All undrafted.
You bet.
All undrafted.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, if he went to Arkansas State, we wouldn't be aroused by just the name Max Brosmer. I'm not eliminating him.
Yes, you are.
As an NFL quarterback.
You have already.
I'm just trying to point that as provincial as we are, this is one of the utmost examples. Brosmer, Brosmer, Brosmer.
You have to see if he's anything, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
Not now.
You have.
No. J.J. McCarthy has been dreadful.
You have to evaluate the entire position.
But he should keep starting without a shred of doubt. Now ask me, Dave Harrigan, we'll play a little game here. Ask me where J.J. has showed a skill set where he's good at it, and also ask me an area where J.J. has showed discernible improvement.
Hey, Chad, when speaking about J.J. McCarthy, Vikings quarterback, could you tell me where he's really shown where he's getting it at the quarterback position, and perhaps those spots where he really struggled earlier. Can you show me where he's developed and shown some improvement?
Can we go to commercial, Dave? Can we go to commercial right now? The answer is zero. Correct?
He's been atrocious.
Right. When you watch him, by the way, 651-461-9226. You want to sing the rouser and you want to work Brosmer in there? Go ahead. But let's deal with the guy that they decided to count on, and he's played 6 games. How many good quarters has he played? The fourth quarter against the Bears.
Yeah. Couple more?
Couple. I mean, their best win by far is in Detroit, right?
Of course.
He had stretches in that game where he was competent to solid. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I mean, what are you, if you're the Lions right now, thinking you lost to this mess?
I don't know.
At home.
They made a pact. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't a stretch in the Detroit game where he looked great, though.
No.
The Bears' final drive before the complete failure on special teams, that's a shock.
Scored too early. That was the problem.
Yeah, they scored too early. He made efficient, smart throws. Maybe the TD to Addison was pretty good.
The one on the sideline
to Naylor, where Naylor ran out of bounds before he could have run 15 more yards. It is just stunning that here we're going to see a game. What will the date? It'll be December 1st for that next game, right? No, November 30th. His next game will be November 30th. And right now, you can't tell me an area where he has improved. You can't tell me an area where kind of that's his calling card. Greg Olsen again showed why he is by far the best NFL analyst yesterday. He's great, right? Are you with me on this one?
He's the best Fox has, certainly. I still like Collinsworth, even though you've poo-pooed Collinsworth.
That was his 500th game, so I might just have Collinsworth fatigue, which is unfair. And also, I think Aikman is better than he's ever been. I just like Olsen better than both of them.
Olsen's great. He's absolutely great. He's in the mix.
Olsen told us that KOC said, I'm going to try not to laugh here.
Calm down.
That pre-snap, J.J. McCarthy is better than any quarterback he's ever been around. Well, great. I mean, you know what I am? Before the round starts, I'm as good as Tiger Woods in 2000.
And not only that, you're a tremendous practice swing player. I mean, before you step up to the ball.
What does that mean? Pre-snap, he's better than any quarterback KOC's been.
He gets the huddle together nice.
No, he doesn't. They've had eight false starts in one game.
That wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it was. They basically admitted it. Then early in the year, they would stay in the huddle for a minute and a half.
Well, yeah, he wasn't the best then. He's improved now.
I mean, does he mean like better than Brady? Better than Y.A. Tittle? Better than me?
Omaha!
With the Itza ball?
You were terrible pre-snap. You're just backyard football. You were very pastor not like.
You're exactly right. You know what?
Draw it in the dirt and let's go.
Here's what I care about football more. After the snap. I'm an after the snap guy.
That whole between snap and whistle.
Text me right now. Are you pre-snap or are you post-snap with your NFL viewing? I kind of like the post-snap. I really don't need, like, if my option is to watch them in the huddle or watch them up with the line going 319, 319, or as you said, go ahead.
Omaha, Omaha.
Okay. That isn't as compelling when the ball is actually in the hands of mostly the quarterback, is it? Am I missing something?
Sometimes it's in the hands of the tight end, Mr. Hawkinson.
God, that was a terrible decision. They're running down the field efficiently, effectively, and with some regularity. I know. Let's go to the guy who has pretty much lost all his speed since his surgery, a trade that once makes sense, but now he's massively overpaid. Let's give it to T.J. Hockenson because he's had a lot of quarterback sneaks before. KOC, you talk about the epitome of trying to get cute for no reason. All right, we're giving you a lot here. Where are you? Are you more of a pre-snap guy or are you a post-snap guy? Admit it. You just want Brosmer because he is elated that a McDonald's is back in Dinkytown. He knows who Bernie Bierman is. He loves, now it's according to kids, and I've got a kid in my life who goes to Sal's all the time. To me, it was always Sally's.
Yeah.
Wasn't it always Sally's for you?
Yeah, maybe that's what happened once they redid the whole place and made it less fun.
Yeah. Now it's Sal's.
Boo.
Yeah, I like Sally's better. Brosmer, admit it, it's just because he's U of M. Can you find me an area where you think, okay, KOC's got to rely on JJ's calling card right now. Go to his strength. What the hell is that? He has nothing right now. I actually think if they'd let him run a little bit more, I think that's his strength. But they're so petrified he's going to get hurt. And considering his play, they shouldn't be petrified. They're not losing Peyton.
They're not even losing Peyton as a rookie.
They might not be losing Peyton now. Where has he improved?
Stayed on the field for a few games.
And then this one, which we're going to explore along with our guy Jimmy Brunzel's called in, lots of texts. Can you start your career in this putrid fashion and eventually turn out to be very good to great? I get it that we've watched an endless amount of quarterbacks and other individuals in everyday life, let alone sports, who struggled first at their job, right? And then ended up running the company or made the company something remarkable. But Dave, can you be this bad? This bad? Because I'll give you a couple numbers when we come back. It is, honestly, I'm not going to, but maybe I need to, and I'm not going to. Let me say that for a second. I'm going to say it for a third time. I'm not going to. Maybe I need to watch Ponder because my memory tells me Ponder was better. Is that possible?
It is possible.
I know there's a lot of numbers I could give you. I jotted them down comparing Ponder. Ponder had that Packer game. Remember that Packer game here at, that would be Metrodome, end of the year? And he played great.
When they got him into the playoffs?
Got him into the playoffs.
And then Joe Webb had to start because Ponder was hurt?
He gets hurt, right? And you thought you had something to build on. Well, you didn't.
No. But he had a heck of a runner.
At least it helped that you had the MVP in the league. Minor little detail. You know what Adrian Peterson is at his best, by the way? Post-snap. He's supposed to. He's better? When he's not behind the wheel. You know when he's also better? Pre-sex if he uses condom.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got like 87 kids too, doesn't he? Isn't he in the group?
He's got a bunch. Disciplines him well.
All right. What do you want to say about the Vikings, Brosmer? You pre-snap, you post-snap guy. Can you start this abysmally and then become one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the game? I know Aikman and Peyton, and we can give you the long list. Tarkington, outside of coming off the bench, was terrible his first four games. This bad? Can it happen? 651-461-9226. Have something you can count on in your life if something bad happens. Because when you think about somebody who is your insurance agent, and it's for your, mainly for your condo, house, car, you might have some other bells and whistles, and you should lay all those out for Amber Scholl and Team Scholl. But you need to have somebody if you screw up and get in a car accident. Sometimes we just screw up. Sometimes you run the red light, you don't see the the stop sign, whatever it might be. Other times some buffoon runs into you and you need to have something. Then maybe it's the time when there's hail or something happens bad at your house, pipes burst. You need someone you can count on. This office, associated with American Family, I've been counting on for 35 years. Amber is not that old, okay? She hasn't been with the office the entire time. She's been with it for 15 years. She's been running for a number of years. And just like Lyndon before, she's running it efficiently, professionally, with great communication, and she can help you out. Do not hesitate. Find out if you have the best rate. Do it today. It's simple. Again, with American Family, Team Scholl, SCHOLL.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Great songs.
It is a great song.
Yeah. You finally come around on the raspberry? No. I had some today. It's just a great fruit.
Oh, it's so weak. It's just a weak.
I don't know where you're getting your raspberries. What do we got for a theme today with Prince in the background?
Well, did you notice how that song starts? A little count in. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have songs with count-ins that equal the number of yards the Vikings got net in the second half yesterday.
That's funny. That's funny. Before I go to Jimmy here, if you're kind of an inner ball guy the last few years, this term EPA is used a lot. It's basically the play at before pre-snap, yeah. Which KOC loves, Jay McCarthy. What is the average expectations for said play? Like first and 10, very different expectations compared to third and 15, mm-hmm. Right? Two sets of data on this. Going back to 2000 on just EPA overall for quarterbacks, there have been 852 players who've qualified for a certain number of snaps. J.J. McCarthy, out of the 852, is 851st.
Almost nowhere to go but up.
Jamarcus Russell is 852nd.
Now, he was the number one pick, so J.J.'s doing better than a number one overall.
Then Alec Lewis points out that since 05, again, the EPA. Now, these are per dropback. Okay, not just handed the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better. He's a lot better.
Good.
He's 807th out of 813.
See?
I mean, you're talking about progress.
I thought it was Brosmer time. Clearly, I'm wrong.
Gosh. Here we go. Here's a golfer, Jim Brunzell. Go ahead, sing the rouser. I assume you're going to tell me. You know, with the rouser in the background, we got to go to Brosmer too, right? Come on, Jimmy.
Hey, he couldn't do any worse, could he?
That is indisputably correct.
Okay. Actually, he's a good kid, and I thought he did a great job with the Gophers. What I want to know is, where are the Wolves in all this? I mean, their team is just decombusting in front of everybody. The coaching is horrible. The tackling's horrible. The play calling's horrible, and then you get a guy who's a quarterback, and they diagnose him, 8 weeks into the season. You know, his footwork isn't very well. I mean, come on. I mean, give him one more start, and if he continues you got to get rid of him. Otherwise, you got to get rid of the general manager and you get rid of KOC. They've done nothing.
What happened to optimistic, looking for the bright side, Jim Brunzell? Let me say this. I think the Wolves do a very good job staying out of it until they have to. And so I really don't want them meddling at this point. Kwesi for sure is under the microscope on other draft choices, but this draft choice is one guy. This is KOC knowing who was gone because multiple guys were gone. Drake May's gone. Caleb's gone. Penix is gone. So basically it was McCarthy or Nicks, right? Or you say they're not good enough and you bring Cousins back. This is all on KOC. And the point that keeps coming up a lot, Jimmy, when we talk about him as a quarterback whisper, okay, I think I could whisper to Matthew Stafford, okay, keep playing like you're playing. Cousins was pretty dang good before KOC. I mean, KOC's calling card is Sam Darnold, for sure. But to truly be a quarterback whisperer and an offensive guru, don't you need to develop a young quarterback? And that's what he has here with McCarthy.
Well, another thing, too, I think he should quit calling the plays. Let the offensive coordinator call the plays. It looks like he's confused, and when he's confused, McCarthy's confused, and he can barely get the snap off on time. You know, I mean, they've had how many delay of games? It's a farce, really. You watch it and you think they got 4 yards in that second half and nobody's head is rolling. Come on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a happy Thanksgiving,
thanks,
my friend.
And you too.
Among the texts, it's 651-461-9226. Chad's 100% correct. It's the Minnesota Roops. Thank you. Hey, remember John Randall, undrafted too. Box. I'm not suggesting. I mean, you gave quarterbacks that are undrafted.
Studs.
Yeah. You have to find out if McCarthy can get better. That's it for me. You have to find out, because if he plays at this level for, let's say, I don't know, 3 more games, 4 more games, then at that point, he can't be your only starting quarterback next year, period. So I'm not saying you never start Brosmer, never play him. I just think it's games away. And it's absolutely heightened.
Split time starting next week.
Because he knows where Northrop is. Let's see. Could Brosmer be a lot worse? It's hard to be a lot worse. Come on, you guys. Everybody just thinks JJ is going to come out in the first year and be the superhero. That's just a bunch of BS. It takes time to develop a quarterback. I got it. I've been the one who's been preaching patience a lot here. And then it's on the Vikings because they put him in a position to try to play really well, really early, because they were 14-3 last year and they added to their main weaknesses. But I'm just saying, can you be this abysmal and then be very good to great? Because the other guys would give you glimmers of hope during the year. I mean, I guess your last drive in Chicago and your last drive against the Bears is it. Are you talking about Duke's Mayo Bowl MVP, Max Brosmer?
See?
Let's see. Before sex happens, I'm the best lover, Texas said. not a big Gopher fan, but I went to the preseason scrimmage with Vikings, played the Patriots, in there so fast. Brosmer is and goes through his progressions. Also at that joint practice, everybody's saying Drake May is garbage and he's not any better. And now he might be the, what, third best quarterback in the game?
He's done well.
I think, okay. His word salad explanations are consistent. Yeah, that's more KOC, I think, because he's turning into word salad. I just think JJ is traumatized. Don't you?
Yes.
I mean, he looks like he can't believe what's happening. And for a guy who's had as much success as he's had throughout his career, you can see why he would feel that way. Is Kristen Robbins next governor of the state? She hopes so. She returns to the show in minutes on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you have any level of objectivity, you know this state has been riddled by fraud, way too much fraud. Seemingly it never ends. And a lot of questions about responsibility, including and most importantly with the governor of the state, Tim Walz. Kristen Robbins is a member of the House representing Maple Grove. She is also running for governor, and she is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Appreciate the time, as always. So... You were named chair of the House Fraud Prevention and State Agency Oversight Policy going back in January. And so far, a lot of Democrats have pushed back saying this is, as MinnPost classified it, let's make Tim Walz look bad. In fact, the House DFL leader said this, Zach Stevenson, it's a total partisan exercise. I can tell you disagree quickly and authoritatively. Go ahead and explain why you disagree.
Yes, this is the first time the state has had an oversight committee, and it's long past due. And we are having hearings every month, even though it's not in session, and during the session, last session, to highlight the fraud and have the agencies come in and talk about how we can better partner with them and provide more oversight tools. So based on our hearings, we passed several bills last year that actually have strengthened the agency's oversight abilities. And we've also enabled the public to whistleblow. So we put out our whistleblower portal back in, I think it went live in April. Well, the governor finally last week issued his whistleblower portal, but he's late to this party. He's had 7 years to try and crack down on fraud and has done nothing. And now, based on pressure from our committee, he's finally taking some action, stopping payments, closing down the housing stabilization program. But none of that would have happened if our committee wasn't out there doing the work, uncovering the fraud, and holding the agencies accountable. No one else was holding Tim Walz and his DHS and the other agencies accountable until our committee started our work.
Okay, so let's talk about the whistleblower side, because I can react to a number of things that you just raised there. What has been discovered from everyday citizens calling in?
Yes, we have an email portal, mnfraud.com, that people can send us complaints. And I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but we've had hundreds of people whistleblow. Some people are service providers, some people are service recipients, and some people are agency or county employees who know what's going on and are afraid to tell their supervisors. So we get a wide range of reports, and I would say non-emergency medical transportation, which we haven't even had a hearing on, but it's coming. Came through that one. Some of the integrated community supports came in through that. One of our whistleblowers actually testified in committee. I think it was the September hearing. So we get actionable items. And then sometimes it's so egregious. You know, as a legislature, we don't have law enforcement powers. People sometimes say to me, well, why isn't anyone arrested? Why is your committee arresting people? But we only can investigate. And even that is limited. Like, I don't have access to bank records. I don't have access to health records. So when a credible whistleblower report comes in and we vet it as much as we can, then I turn it over to the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office or the Office of Legislative Auditor.
Do you know if they've acted on any of this so far?
I know many that we've turned over are under active investigations, but I don't know where those investigations stand.
Can you share one that is especially egregious to our audience listening right now?
Oh, my gosh. I would say in general, it's all of these different supplemental Medicaid services that Minnesota has expanded into that are unlicensed and that no other state often provides. And they provide kickbacks to get people to sign up for their services, and then they either don't provide the services or provide just basic services, or they register fake names and say they're giving services when all of it's fake. So the layers of this, the egregiousness of this, I mean, we are still, as Joe Thompson has said, we're still at the tip of the iceberg.
Kristen Robbins is here. She's the representative from Maple Grove. We're talking about her role on the House Fraud Committee. She also is running for governor to replace Tim Walz. Let's talk Tim Walz here. The Walz administration and his defenders will say that the government is enormous and this is a state of well over 5 million people and he cannot stop everything that is out there and that they've put further action in place to try to prevent this. When you hear this, considering your role on the committee and considering you want him, let's just be honest, fired, and you want to replace him, what do you say to that thesis offered up by the governor and others who defend him?
I think that they are very recently, in the last couple months, starting to take fraud seriously. But for 7 years, they ignored very credible whistleblower reports. They didn't fire anyone when we had actual cases of fraud, like the overpayments to the tribes or the CCAP fraud. No one was fired. They've not done anything to stop the fraud or hold people accountable. And so, I mean, I think they're getting worried because of the election, and that's why they're taking these steps. And any steps to stop fraud on the front end is what we need. We have to stop it before it goes out the door. But yes, I think his record on this has been terrible.
Do you believe they have intentionally looked the other way? And if so, why would they do that?
So I have whistleblower reports where they allege that people were told not to worry about things because they didn't want to be accused of targeting a particular community or be accused of racism.
Is this the Somali community?
Yes. And so I do not know that it is true, but I have multiple whistleblower reports from different agencies in different counties saying the same thing. So I would say that's one possible reason. The other possible reason, to your point, is that government is just too big. We have so many agencies and so many layers. The size of DHS is crazy. And the number of employees over there and the number of layers, like, it's unmanageable. So we have to get government. We have to stop the duplication of programs, the duplication of layers of bureaucracy. And we have to have a government that's focused on outcomes. Their reward structure is the more recipients they sign up, the better it is. And it's based on how many people have they signed up for services. The metric should be, what are the outcomes? Has anyone been housed? Has anyone been fed? Are services actually producing results? And no one is asking that question. So as governor, I want to stop the fraud, but I also want to make sure that we are actually putting our money into programs that are effective. And if they're not effective, we should stop spending the money.
So I want to be clear, just personally, I've interviewed Joe Thompson multiple times on this. This is the amount of fraud in this state to me is insulting. It is beyond egregious. And I'm glad more and more people are getting arrested, going through trials, sent to prison, if found not guilty. And anyone who looked the other way and was timid is also culpable. But on the governor himself, before we get to other topics, do you believe the governor himself looked the other way because he was worried about offending any group or for any other reason he specifically looked the other way or set up a system where he knew there were cracks in it and did not want to resolve that?
You know, I just cannot speculate on that. I do not know that. I have no evidence of that. And I think there's plenty of evidence that shows that he allowed this fraud to persist in his administration with so many credible reports of fraud, and he did nothing to hold his agencies accountable, despite years of OLA reports. I mean, charges in CCAP, charges in the tribal payments. We've had so many charges in Feeding Our Future and housing stabilization. Like, I don't know what it will take to hold your agencies accountable and fire people, but he's done nothing to hold the agencies accountable. So in that sense, he is absolutely culpable.
Let's talk about Feeding Our Future and the number of Somalis involved, and even reporting from an outlet last week suggesting a significant amount of the money was funneled to a terrorist group, Al-Shabaab, which is frightening, if true. The president reacting to that and the monitoring of what's going on in the state announced his plan late Friday to end temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota. As the Tribune reported, as of 2023, there are about 430 Somalis in the state with that protection. Do you agree with what the president is doing in this area? And if so, how will it affect fraud in this state moving forward?
Well, I'm very grateful that the president is focused on the fraud in Minnesota, because I have asked the administration for help to have a full federal audit of DHS, because that is what we need to get to the bottom of this. So I encourage him to do that. I encourage him to put more resources into the U.S. Attorney's Office. We need more investigators. We need more forensic accountants. So there's a lot the federal government can do to partner with us. And I do think, as Andy Luger said, you know, back in the day, this is primarily focused in the Somali community. It's not only in the Somali community. Amy Bach, leader of Feeding Our Future, was there. But the majority of the fraud that has been indicted and prosecuted to date, we found in the Somali community. And I've got to tell you, some of my best whistleblowers are from the Somali community. So I think what we need to do is get more resources in here to really get to the bottom of it. And so if this is one of the areas, that's great.
Okay, so let me follow up that. Indisputably, there have been a number of Somalis who've been arrested, and people will not acknowledge. If people won't acknowledge that, they're being naive. But there are also thousands of other innocent Somalis who have nothing to do with this, and I think sometimes feel like they're being targeted because other individuals who are from the same country have been a part of this. So how do you balance that? And then specifically on this temporary protected status and the president ending that, are you for that?
So, I mean, I just go back to what I just said. The majority of the arrests and indictments and cases have been in the Somali community, but some of my best whistleblowers are also in the Somali community. So it's both, right? People in the Somali community want it cleaned up, and there are also perpetrators in the community. So we have to just look at that reality. And if the temporary protected status order will help us get to the bottom of it, I'm absolutely for it. We need every tool available. And I think on the more practical side, until that order takes effect, you know, what we really need is a full federal audit, and we need more resources in the U.S. Attorney's Office. But I am for an all of the above strategy, because this program or this fraud is so massive, we don't fully have a grasp on it.
Last thing, and I appreciate your time, Kristen. Representative Kristen Robbins is with us. The Speaker of the House, since we last chatted, Lisa Damoth, has entered the race. She has significant name recognition. A lot of people believe she is the favorite to win the primary next year and to oppose Tim Walz. Do you agree with that, that she is viewed as the person, at least as of now, as the lead person?
You know, she certainly has the best name ID and the most visibility, and she will continue to have that as speaker, because she will always be the spokesperson for our caucus. And, you know, that just comes with the territory. But she said, I believe last Sunday, that she's planning to abide by the endorsement. So she may make it into the primary or mm-hmm. may not. And that, I guess, time will tell. But every Republican in this race is laser focused on making sure Tim Walz doesn't have a third term. So whether it's the Speaker or Kendall or Scott or any of the other candidates, we all are united in our mission to turn our state around and make sure Tim Walz doesn't serve a third term.
Represent, thanks so much. I appreciate your time. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we'll talk down the line.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Representative Kristen Robbins right here on CSM. Transition quickly to what we all should do every single day. Have some water, but have quality water. And have quality water at your house, your cabin, wherever you might have a place. And if you're going to have the best water, I got the place, and I've had the place since 1993, and they've been around since 1987. Of course, I'm talking about Aquarius Home Services online. Pretty simple, AquariusHomeServices.com. Sure, they've got the water softener. And yesterday, probably a lot of us did laundry. It was either that or watch that putrid Viking performance. Also, get your butt outside. But you might have little dishes, a little shower, a little bath, so the water softener is great. How about the utility room? When you turn the heat on Thanksgiving Day, when you're going to wake up and it's 15 degrees outside, yep. But I want to emphasize again the Kinetico drinking water system because it's the best. Started the day with a couple of big glasses today, and also so essential to the food preparation leaning to Thanksgiving. You can save up to, wait for it, 25% on the Kinetico drinking water system. Don't hesitate. Right now, reach out. AquariusHomeServices.com. Go ahead, Dave. Hit it. I know you want to hit it. Go ahead. Soft benching debate part two has begun. We talked a lot of McCarthy Brosmer starting the show, pre-snap, post-snap, KOC meeting the media, and guess what? What do we have now, Dave? Go ahead and tell everybody.
J.J. McCarthy is in the concussion protocol, which is, we're not laughing at that.
I think you are.
Okay.
I think you are.
I'm not.
You sound excited about it.
Let's just say soft benching number two.
It's out there. I mean,
How can it not be?
I have not looked at the Twitter machines since this announcement. I was concentrating on the interview with Representative Robbins. Thank you so much for going on. I think a lot of valid topics were discussed, but, you know, here we go again. The debate. Now, what happens if he's removed from the concussion protocol and starts on Seattle?
Well, that might happen. Might be the case.
Maybe it's not as soft benching then.
As of right now, until he is cleared, Max is working with the first team.
There you
go.
I mean, what do you think? Elway? You got him Brady. You got him Marino. Who do you have, Matt?
Why stop there?
Maybe combo platter.
Montana, put them all in there.
Combo of all those. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.